Dave and Carol Lee Rapson have been milking about 150 Holsteins ever since 2002 when they moved to rural Fayette County from Michigan. Things went pretty smoothly for about 7 years until 2009. That's when milk prices hit all-time lows and feed prices tripled. Dave says they realized expanding the farm wasn't an option, so it was diversify or disappear.
We checked out ice cream, bottled milk, cheese curds, and decided on yogurt due to fastest growing dairy product and most value added.
Adding value also meant adding a facility to process the yogurt. But before any ground was broken, the Rapsons did research. Lots and lots of research.
Traveling around the United States looking at equipment and other setups, and also working with our inspectors. We started working with them as soon as we had the idea, and before we drew up any plans, we started meeting with them.
One of those inspectors is David Brown, chief of the Dairy Products Control Bureau for the State Department of Agriculture. Brown says once the initial contact is made, the cast and crew of the production grows.
The plumbers, the electricians, the cement contractors, we'd like to have everybody at the table so we all know exactly where we need to start and where we want to end up. And so we found that has worked really well to be proactive in that approach. And because that way they're not wasting some money that they don't have to.
An important part of the long-range plan does not involve bricks and mortar. Iowa State University Extension Specialist Leo Timms says producers need to figure out what to do with the product once it's ready for public consumption.
Who's my market? How do I do those market surveys? How do I develop that marketing plan? And then when I do it, it's still, I have to go out and market. I have to have promotional materials. I have to have, you know, I have to hit the road and do that.
Ask anyone familiar with the dairy business, especially in northeast Iowa. The Rapsons know dairy. They know how to care for their herd. But marketing? Not so much. You see, they're Mennonite. There's not a radio or a television set on the place. That's where Bob Howard comes in. He's the marketing and sales director. He's in charge of telling folks why Country View dairy yogurt looks different, but tastes better than any other.
It's also a non-homogenized product, so there is a cream layer on top of every cup that you open. We can manage and the quality control a lot more when the milk never leaves the farm, and within 12 hours from milking the cows, it's fresh in the cup and ready to sell.
Howard started by going store to store and handing out samples at farmers markets, and now
we're looking to expand our reach beyond the upper Midwest, or just these three or four states. We're technically in seven states, but we're ready to grow bigger.
The plans fell into place for the Rapsons. The research, the financing, and the marketing all seem to be paying off. But it's not as easy as it sounds. Inspector David Brown says sometimes what looks good on paper does not make sense in reality.
And a lot of times that'll happen at the very first meeting when they sit down and they see how much it's going to cost for concrete, how much it's going to cost for the construction of the building, what's going to cost for equipment. Sometimes it happens right at the very first meeting. Sometimes it happens two or three meetings down the road.
Still, Brown says there are several dairies willing to take a leap of faith. On-farm stores will increase by 25% in the next year, with the addition of four to the 16 already selling everything from cheese curds to ice cream. Near Hawkeye, I'm Pat Blank, Iowa Public Radio News.